This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're welcome to join us to play the Harris Challenge, America's favorite trivia game. And by America, I mean people who have two ears. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. I don't know why I say toll-free, since most phones are getting in here on an unlimited cell phone account, but that's okay. Any way you want to get in. We also have the cell phone number, *KTRS, saves you a couple of digits.
Another reason why.
You know why we have that? Because we had it when I started here in 1999, and 15 years later, technology has changed. But we're still the same old school.
Was
KTRS.
That it wouldn't count against your minutes if you used that
right.
number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we remember.
I don't even remember why it was.
We used to have, remember when we used to give out the text phone number, which we don't really do on this show, but the other shows do. We used to have to say, data and message rates apply. I don't think anybody has to worry about that anymore. I think the world has changed. All right. I've talked long enough. Let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just give a shout-out and say hi to my wife, Jessica, my daughter, Emily, and my son, Bradley.
All right. Let me give a shout-out to the Well Hungarians. They sponsor the Harris Challenge every week. Wednesday nights, they play at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge for the ladies. And Thursday nights, they are at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, where there's no cover charge for the ladies or the men. And there's amazing food for everybody. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like for the Harris Challenge today. Category 1 is our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention? Then Category 2, because tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby, we have a category called I'm a Little Horse. And Category 3 is I Thought You Said Whores.
Let's try the first one.
Have you been paying attention? Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Five questions to get through, starting with the one-pointer, working our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on a question if you want and come back and pick it up later if there's time. But at that buzzer at the one-minute mark, we'll tally up your score. And if you don't get past seven, I will punish you. But if you do get eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this gentleman.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, Florissant and Cottleville. Also from Wehrenberg
Theater. Thank you for speaking.
You should have stretched it out longer.
What's that?
Once he started the...
I did start too soon there.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I got it in. It's okay.
All right. Also from...
Wait, hold on.
Wehrenberg Theaters. Wehrenberg. We have your choice of some movies. How about maybe The Amazing Spider-Man, Captain America, or Noah, just to name a few. Or you have a free bowling party at Kingpin Lanes or Crest Bowl. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to six people with one lane and one large one-topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company.
All
How
right,
about
those,
that?
Those are the prizes you're playing for, Charlie. You get your choice, or if you get all 15 points, you'll get them all for a prize package valued at well over
$1 million.
You've chosen the topical category. Have you been paying attention? Now let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced this week that he will leave his late-night TV show at the end of this year?
David Letterman.
Craig Ferguson. Which organization decided not to give Donald Sterling another Lifetime Achievement Award after his racist remarks were caught on tape?
The NAACP Los Angeles.
Correct. The Department of Education announced that the high school graduation rate is at an all-time high. But who's more likely to graduate, boys or girls?
Girls.
Correct. Which mayor has been caught on tape again allegedly smoking crack?
The Toronto mayor.
What's his name?
Oh, God. Pass.
Which state botched a death row execution this week?
Oklahoma.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. Which mayor has been caught on tape again allegedly smoking crack?
I have no idea.
I'm going to ask the judges if they'll give this to you. He said the mayor of Toronto. He did not say the name Rob Ford. What do you think, judges?
Oh, man. I don't know. I guess he wins anyway, doesn't he? Doesn't he have enough points?
That's not the question. The question is, does he get the points for this one?
I would say sure. He said the Toronto Mayor.
Sure.
All we need is one judge's vote to give it to you. Congratulations, Charlie. By the way, you said David Letterman. He announced about a month ago. Craig Ferguson, who follows him, announced this week. So that's why you only got 14, didn't get the full clean sweep. But congratulations, you are a winner.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we bring in our next contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Excited for a nice weather weekend and ready to see the Kentucky Derby.
Okay. Would you like I'm a Little Horse? I thought you said whores or no, really? Have you been paying attention? Wow, we have a double category this week.
Let's do the no, really.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did a middle school teacher in Houston give a student as a birthday present that led to her being arrested this week?
Pass.
Name one of the two states where judges struck down voter ID laws recently.
Pass.
Which celebrity recently got engaged to an attorney named Amal Alamuddin?
George Clooney.
Correct. What have students at the University of South Florida and Bryant University been told not to do at graduation ceremonies?
Throw their caps.
Take selfies. Which city raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour this week, making it the highest in the U.S.?
Washington, D.C.
Seattle. Back to the one-pointer. What did a middle school teacher in Houston give a student as a birthday present that led to her being arrested?
A beer.
A full contact lap dance.
Yeah.
But before you get the before you go, it's a middle schooler.
Oh.
I didn't say yeah.
Please step right up to the pedophile line over here.
Oh, sorry.
The two states where the judges struck down the voter ID laws, Arkansas and Washington. And by the way, those two colleges said no selfies on stage this year. Otherwise, we'll never get through this. Let's see how you did, Scott. You got 3 points for George Clooney, and that's all. So
you got for me.
Well, we haven't used this one for a while. It's hard to believe this guy is still doing his show after all these years. I think if Oprah was the queen of daytime TV and she's given that title up to Ellen DeGeneres now, I think this guy, just based on longevity alone, would have to be the king of daytime TV. Ladies and gentlemen, here to sing for you, Mr. Jerry Springer. Former mayor of Cincinnati.
Oh, hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
I think the nicest thing I can say, Jerry, is you're no William Shatner.
No.
A couple more beers and he may be palatable.
It does sound like it's karaoke night at Jerry's house, doesn't it? Scott, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Take care.
Here's contestant number three. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I just want to remind my fellow employees, most of who listen, that tomorrow is, we're going to go ahead and need you to come in on Saturday. Not going to be a day off.
Wow. Gary Cole, ladies and gentlemen, nice to have you on the show. the Office Space mentions are always the best. All right, which category would you like, Mike? We have I'm a Little Horse, I Thought You Said Whores, or Quit Horsing Around.
How about Quit Horsing Around?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. If a young male horse is a colt, what's a young female horse?
Old.
A filly. How many months is a mare pregnant before giving birth? 9, 11, or 13?
13.
11. If you breed a horse with a donkey, what do you get?
A mule?
Correct. What is a castrated male horse called?
No, wait.
You can pass it.
respect.
The height of a horse is measured in hands. How many inches in a hand?
I would say 8.
4. Back to the four-pointer. What is a castrated male horse called?
Castrated male horse. I'm going to go stud, but that wouldn't make any sense.
No.
Bummed out.
I believe technically it would be the actual opposite of stud.
Yes, it would be.
The answer is gelding.
Gelding. Oh, geld.
Mike, you got 3 points there, and so Jerry's going to have to punish you, too. He's really into it now.
Yeah.
My senses have been stripped, and my hands can feel to grip.
Hands?
My toes too numb to step, waiting only my boot heels to go wandering.
All right, thank you very much. No more Xanax for Mr. Springer.
He needs to be beat up by some of his audience.
That is the sort of thing that starts the, you know.
Steve.
they don't do that on that show anymore. Cause
he had his own show.
Yeah.
Mike, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks
for playing. JT, you're on the Big 550. How are you today?
I think I'm doing well. I'll know in about a minute or so.
All right. 5-second cheap plug opportunity?
I'll pass on it this time, sir.
All right. I'm a little horse, or I thought you said whores.
I think I'm going to go with the latter.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Richard Gere pay Julia Roberts $3,000 to spend a week with him?
Pretty Woman.
Correct. In what movie did Tom Cruise get involved with a hooker played by Rebecca De Mornay?
Risky Business.
Correct. In what 1976 movie did a very young Jodie Foster play a prostitute whose pimp was played by Harvey Keitel?
Taxi Driver.
Correct. In what 1969 movie did John Voight play a male prostitute who befriends Ratso Rizzo, played by Dustin Hoffman?
Oh, I should know this one. I'm going to pass for the second.
In what 1996 movie was Elizabeth Shue nominated for playing a prostitute opposite a drunken Nicolas Cage?
That one I definitely don't know.
Yeah, the other one was the John Voight, Ratso Rizzo, Dustin Hoffman category.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remember what that movie is. I know I'm going to kick myself when I hear the answer.
In 1969, there was no such thing as NC-17. There was an X rating, and this is the only X-rated movie to ever win Best Picture, Midnight Cowboy.
Mm.
And I knew I would kick myself.
And Elizabeth Shue and Nicolas Cage were both in Leaving Las Vegas. So let's see how you did here, JT. You got the 1, the 2, the 3, and then things just fell apart for you. So at 6 points, Mr. Springer is going to have to spring whatever this is on you, too. I don't mean on you, too. Not like he's taking it out on Bono and the Edge.
I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way.
What kind of accent is that?
I don't know.
To go
Cincinnati.
Wandering.
All right, that's it. Hey, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it.
Was this one actually commercially released?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You'd be amazed the stupid albums I have in my basement, JT.
No, I'm amazed someone actually released it. Have a good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know what? That's what I say about half the albums in the punishment music category. I'm amazed somebody released that. But ego is an amazing thing. Mm. Here's our final category today, contestant today. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
All right, I'll say hi to my dad, Steve, who's listening right now, and to my beautiful wife, Megan, and daughter, Savannah, who are also listening right now.
All right, thanks to all of them for listening. Let's see if you can help us avoid quadruple punishment day with our final category, I'm a Little Horse.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What kind of horse, best known for living here in St. Louis, was named after a Scottish river?
Clydesdale.
Correct. Who played the title character in the movie The Horse Whisperer?
It'll come back to me, pass.
Which band had a 1972 hit called Horse with No Name?
America.
Correct. Which Indian tribe was Crazy Horse a chief of until he died at age 27?
pass.
Which U.S. president was once fined $20 for exceeding the speed limit on his horse? Ulysses Grant, Abe Lincoln, or Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Grant. Back to the two-pointer. Who played the title character in the movie The Horse Whisperer?
Robert Redford.
Correct. Which Indian tribe was Crazy Horse a chief in until he died at age 27?
I don't know. I just want to say I did not pick this category of my own accord.
Well, no, you were,
is it the Apache?
You were stuck with it. No, it was not. You remember the great Johnny Cash song, A Tribe Named Sioux?
That's a what? A Tribe Named Sioux?
That was the name of the tribe, the Sioux.
Oh.
Well, Johnny changed it later on.
Oh, yeah, to a boy named Sioe.
But originally it was about Crazy Horse. Many people, you're not buying it, are you? All right, Steve, you got the one, the two, and the three. That's only 6 points. And, yeah, we're going quadruple on you. I hope you have a great weekend with the family. Thanks for playing.
You know, I had to sit through that four times.
You're the only one, though.
All right.
I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for playing. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, and it's brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Ice House Bar and Grill in Wentzville, Missouri, and tomorrow night at the Time Out Sports. I don't know why in the middle of it I decided to just speak gibberish. I'm going to go back to speaking English. It seems to work better. So the Well Hungarians are performing tomorrow night at the Time Out Sports Bar and Grill in Troy, Illinois. You can download the Well Hungarians app, which is in English, and we'll tell you every place they're playing, or go to their website, wellhungarians.net. The Harris Challenge every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.